edit the whole thing.
Yeah, just get an edit and cut it up into little bits.
Oh, is it going? Oh, I'm sorry. How's it going, Internet? Welcome to a special edition of Flick Fanatics, called Freaky Flicks, with your co-host, Robbie, and the other co-host,
Jake.
And that's all he's going to say for this whole episode.
Yep.
So today we're reviewing the new Evil Dead. And Jake, you want to start it off?
Okay, well, if you don't know, Evil Dead focuses on a group of five young adults, I'd say.
Youngish,
yeah. And you find out quickly that they're going to a cabin in order to help sort out one of the main characters' drug addiction.
Mia. She's got fiending for those drugs, and they got to cut her off from that.
So, Mia's the sister of David, and the other three characters are Eric, Olivia, and Natalie. Now, I'm not sure how many of you know much about the original, but the premise of the story is that they find these ancient incantations, and they release or awaken a dormant demon in the forest around the cabin that they're staying in.
Mm-hmm. And shit hits the fan after that. So, so yeah, this is a remake, like you said, of the old one, and I guess we'll kind of do a little maybe comparison, what we like from the new one opposed to the old one, whatever. Me personally, I guess the old one sort of did this too. I liked how this movie didn't waste your time.
Not at all.
It just kind of like, you jump in and then it gets the ball rolling. Like, the first scene of the movie, which is a little strange in context with the rest of it, you know, it jumps right at you with the whole demon, bug eye, you know, crazy sexual demon talk, scary stuff.
That's something that they did stay true with to the original,
sure.
Was the mannerisms that the demon uses, and just the overall crudeness of the demon's personality.
This just in, we have a guest with us today, Jackson Turner. I believe he would like to say something, Jackson.
about the language that the demon would use,
uh-huh.
I find that like in most like possession and you know Satan stuff,
yeah,
they're always talking about like
like
awful,
yeah,
like,
awful like dirty,
terrible, like,
crazy incestual like scary
yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
Oh
no,
wait,
for sure.
There's another guest.
Oh my god, this just in. One more guest, Matt Festel. Hello, Matt.
Matt, you have the floor.
Hi guys, thanks for having me on the show.
No problem. Anytime.
I gotta say, I think that the demon talk is the comedic relief of the whole film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Gets you giggling.
Definitely.
Sometimes.
But if you're easily offended, you know, plug the ears.
Yeah, I feel like if you're easily offended, Evil Dead might not be your movie of choice.
You shouldn't even be in the same theater.
Yeah. Nowhere that Evil Dead is being screened should
miles
you...
Miles away.
Should you go to.
In your bunker.
Oh, man.
Lock up
but,
those spirits. Lock them up.
Yeah.
On the same note, with the comedic relief aspect of it, that was definitely, I felt, like, different from the original. The original one I felt was a little more scary, a little more believable with the demon talk. Like, I thought it was a little more goofy in this one.
I think I can see that. I also think, though, that as the original series went on, though, they kind of became
for
comedies,
sure.
You know?
For sure. I just mean the original Evil Dead.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
However, though, this film, the violence in this film was...
Oh, yes.
Off the charts.
That
cringeworthy.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, multiple cringeworthies. I had multiple audible oohs and ahs in the theater.
There was lots of them. Ooh,
now,
ah.
People say that, buckets of blood, but that doesn't even do this movie justice.
Like, the skies were falling.
Yeah, it was literally raining blood.
Raining blood.
Which?
From the actual sky.
Yeah. Me personally, I didn't even find that cheesy. I thought that was pretty
cool. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a cool effect.
Yeah. That is something else that the special effects were unbelievable.
Yeah.
In this movie.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah, there were a lot of creative methods of.
Yeah.
Gore.
Nail gun? Oh man,
the
nail gun
was a great part.
Nail gun was great. Oh.
They cover
crowbar.
Oh, God.
Oh, the crowbar to the hand. Oh.
Eric's
shotgun.
Hand.
The shotgun.
Even.
I forget about the shotgun.
Bludgeoning her head in with the
broken
toilet.
Sink.
That was like, oh man, that reminded me of Saw. The first Saw film, something similar happens. And
yeah.
Those are just like, oh my.
Yeah. They're definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely cringeworthy.
Definitely cringeworthy. But even if it was a little out there, I thought it was pretty tasteful. Like, tasteful gore.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Like, it wasn't
well,
like...
I wouldn't maybe tasteful is the word.
Maybe tasteful is not the right word. We'll but I didn't think it was, like, cheesy gore.
Yeah. It wasn't like,
Like, gore...
They didn't try to get, like, every chance they could get.
Yeah, it wasn't,
gore,
like, gore for gore's sake.
There was a gory part, it was, you know, like... turned up to 11.
Definitely.
I'm usually not a huge fan of gore. I love horror movies, but a lot of time, unnecessary gore turns me off to a movie.
But in this,
in Evil Dead, I loved every single minute of it. It was... It made me not want to take my eyes off the screen, but it also made me not want to look at the screen at the same time. It was this weird, conflicting emotion.
Yeah.
And it was just... It was fantastic.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a decent horror movie. Well, it was good for a horror movie.
Yeah.
Because I thought, like, the directing was good, the dialogue was okay.
The dialogue was okay.
For a horror movie.
Early on, there were a few poorly delivered lines, I thought. But other than that, I think it was pretty good.
And the Natalie, the girlfriend of the character, she didn't really have, like, a line, I think, until, like, way later in the movie.
Yeah, like,
she said something in the beginning, like, that was it.
I gotta say, though, aside from her, I thought the acting was great. I thought she was the weakest of all.
Definitely.
But, I mean, the main character, the Shiloh Fernandez played him.
Yeah.
He was a good actor.
Yeah, really good.
Definitely.
And, yeah, like you said, the direction for this film was, I mean, some really nice shots.
The panning in the woods.
Mm-hmm. In the beginning of the film, down on the trees.
Oh, yeah, that was like... That
upside
was,
down.
Maybe some, like, vertigo or something.
That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. Yeah. I really liked all the camera work in the movie. It was really good.
Yeah. When it comes to horror movies, I've always liked demonic possession and stuff like that. And I think this was just, like, an interesting take on it. You know, seeing the first one, or the original... technically, I thought it was, you know, super interesting, and to see them remake it, it was, you know, a whole new take on it.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I liked about it. Like, a new take. Like, it wasn't a remake. I mean, it was definitely...
Remake of the, like, the basic story.
It's more of a retelling.
Yes, exactly.
It's a different way to look at the story.
Definitely.
It's more modernized, for sure.
Oh, yeah. It was good modernized.
What
it was,
like...
Here's my iPhone.
Let me call the police on my cell phone.
Yeah, it's true.
What I liked was that there were a lot of references to, like, important plot parts of the first movie.
Yes.
That, like, that didn't really have an important appearance, like, an important part in this movie.
Yeah.
Other than, like, being an homage back to the first
movie. Yeah, homage, yeah. It's good for fans of the original, I feel. They were definitely, like, true to the original fans, like, with the references. Like, you don't need to see the first one to appreciate it, but, like, if you did, it's
I encourage everyone to see the first one before seeing this one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you can't, then
you don't,
so be it.
You don't have to. It's still a pretty satisfying,
and I know,
scary movie.
I know there are some horror movie fans out there that they only like the originals.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mainly because...
Those horror movie hipsters?
We've seen that, you know, a classic horror movie has been remade in, you know, our generation, and it's usually terrible.
Yeah, definitely.
But this is a, like, this is a almost a perfect, like, retelling, reimagining.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you.
It wasn't, you know, it wasn't...
wasn't, like, cut and paste.
Definitely.
It was a good, honest to God remake.
Because personally, I'm happy that they didn't try to make a new Ash character and stuff.
Yeah,
it was just like
definitely.
A bunch of new characters and just like go with it. So rather than like some young guy trying to impersonate Bruce Campbell on screen.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
and that made you guess like what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
it was different. You know?
Yeah,
it was not a remake. You weren't like, oh, you know, he's gonna live.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was surprising for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spoilers.
That's the thing. You know.
Sometimes it happens.
It happens. It's gotta happen.
You know, we can always cut out
we could always get
it. Like, we can cut out that sentence.
Put a beep there. So.
Yeah.
I'll just cut it. Just completely. And it'll just be gone.
It'll
say, except though.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes there's spoilers in the movie.
Yeah.
Right back to it. So it's all good.
Yeah, but,
getting back on track.
It's a pretty good movie.
Yeah. Really good movie. And also something that I felt was pretty unique to this movie that I hadn't seen in a lot of other movies, especially horror movies, where the bro feels. They establish that Eric and David were friends for a really long time, yeah. And then they had a falling out when David moves away and abandons his old friends and family.
Yeah.
And then towards the end of the movie, it's just like one little line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And it's like, yeah. Oh man, that
yeah.
makes those you bro feels.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It
really makes you not want to have zombie bros. Really.
Or demon.
Demon possessed zombie bros.
Or just demons in general.
I think.
Yeah.
Safe
yeah.
to say no one wants demons around.
Probably yeah. not. You know, unless those demon fans of Flip that's Fanatics out there.
Unless
know,
that's your thing.
Want, yeah, unless
yeah.
that's your thing.
All, you know, our Satan followers.
Our cult
yeah.
followers. You're a cult follower.
Maybe this new freaky place will help generate that.
Encourage
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Encourage.
You know, a real...
Satanist, come on, our
cult following, not just a... Oh, a cult following.
Yeah, not
like
a...
Clerks or...
A literal cult.
Like a literal cult that follows us.
You know,
you can
rogues.
Sacrifice old VHSs to us.
Yeah.
We'll watch them all.
We will do that.
Yeah.
We really will.
Yeah.
So, well, back to the hosts. What do you guys want to give this movie, rating-wise?
Okay, rating? Okay,
use your own scale.
A scale of, what do you want to do, 1 to 5, 1 to 10?
I'm thinking 1 to 10.
1 to 10? 1 to 10 Bloody Chainsaws, maybe?
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Okay, 1 to 10 Bloody Chainsaws. What do you give it?
I'll give it 8 Bloody Chainsaws and 0.5...
of a bloody chainsaw, like
just
a chainsaw
chain.
Without yeah,
just chainsaw
chain
without the
blood.
Yeah, just a chain.
Okay.
Okay. So 8 bloody chainsaws and 1 bloody chain.
Okay.
So 8.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Decent.
Yeah. Okay. Decent. I'll give it 8 chainsaws. Yeah, 8 chainsaws sounds fair. It was good overall. I thought it was a really good horror movie. There were some things I was a little but overall I left satisfied. You know.
Oh yeah.
But you can't hit every single note in a horror movie. I feel like that's kind of a hard thing to do. Anything from our other hosts? Or our guests?
I'm a guest.
Yeah, get it right.
Wow. So rude to us.
Or get off the show!
So rude to us on our own show.
Yeah, right?
That's what you get.
I think I'm with Jake on this one. It was definitely a solid B. I would almost give it an A-, but I do think there's a little bit holding it back. But... I think it's a really cool retelling story, reimagination of the original, and 8.5 bloody chainsaws out
okay.
of 10.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm going to have to give it 7 bloody chainsaws out of 10.
Right.
Mainly because, I thought it was great, like, for a horror movie, you know?
Yeah.
But, and there are very few horror movies that are, like, great movies at the same time, not just good horror movies.
Yeah.
And I think the higher numbers on the 1 to 10 scale are reserved for those types of movies. But 7 out of 10, definitely
a
good movie. Go watch it if you're a fan of horror movies. And just be wary that the gore is like super over the top.
Yeah,
but
in
not,
a good way.
Yeah, but it's not like they milk every opportunity they can. But
true.
Like... when there would be something that would be the slightest bit gory in another horror movie, it's just, you know, turned up.
Definitely, like, not stuff you're going to see in every single horror movie.
No. It's like a whole new genre.
Definitely. Anybody who wants to just see, like, a movie to even just be scared, you know, see it.
Yeah.
Like, I know some people just see scary movies because, like, ooh.
This was the first horror movie I saw in the theaters.
Wow. Ever?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really scary. Because I usually, you know, I have a type of horror movie that I like.
Yeah.
And I usually don't like to be scared. Like, jump out of my seat scared. Or
isn't
like,
freaky flicks material.
Popping out at me, but even the stuff that popped out in this movie was just like, you know, it was engaging. It wasn't just sit there and just like, oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my god.
Yeah. Because also, I was going to say, normally I like eating popcorn with movies, but I couldn't do it with this one. I don't think this one's a popcorn.
Yeah, I think this is a no popcorn zone for this.
Because and thank goodness it's not in 3D. Because if it was in 3D, you'd also have stuff popping out at you.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's almost a popcorn movie, but it's a little squeamish at some points.
More of a pretzel bite.
I did eat pretzel bites before it.
Me
I finished
too.
Them by the time the trailer
came out. Me too. I was so hungry.
We didn't share them though.
No.
No, that's
good. Got our own.
Germs.
Germs. Handy. Yeah. Hand germs. It's not like they clean those seats in the movie theater, though. So.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're afraid of germs, just don't leave your house.
Maybe some crazy stuff happens in those seats. Sometimes.
We're advocating a lot of very strange things in this one.
Whoa.
demon following.
Gotta let it roll.
Yeah, that's true. Gotta roll with it.
Okay. Rolo.
Those are good.
You only roll once. I guess that's... Yo.
Well, that was,
How do we end this?
Thanks, guys, for...
Yeah,
thanks for hosting
thanks
for our
oh,
new...
Yeah, no problem.
Our new...
We're going to be having them back for some future...
For some more freaky flicks.
Yeah.
And so I was gonna write you guys a theme song.
Oh, okay. Oh. Scratch that. We'll get that in editing.
Yeah.
We will.
Yeah.
No, really, thanks, guys, for doing this for us.
Yeah, thanks
and,
for having us,
You guys will be back soon, so for those of you that are listening, we got some big stuff planned in the next couple weeks.
Forward to season two.
Yeah, Jackson, tell them.
Season two?
Yeah, what's going on with the rest of season one before?
Well, season one, we were looking at all the movies coming out before May, and there were a few that caught our eyes, like 42, the Jackie Robinson movie, and The Place Beyond the Pines. Now, we mentioned that before, but it was limited release, and it wasn't showing anywhere near us, but apparently it's coming to more theaters this coming Friday, so next week, look for something, either 42 or The Place Beyond the Pines.
Possibly both at some point.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So.
We were also looking at Oblivion, but...
We're not going to have time to do that.
Yeah, one. I mean...
So if you
really
see Oblivion, tell us if it's good or not. I like Tom Cruise.
He was good in Minority Report.
He's not as good as Nicolas Cage, though, because... Nicolas Cage is the best.
I think that's a good note to end this episode.
Yeah, definitely. Let's end that on the Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Thanks again for listening.
Hey everybody, last week the film industry lost a great, a titan, a heavyweight, Roger Ebert. He died at the age of 70 from his cancer coming back. He was an inspirational figure for most moviegoers, or not necessarily all moviegoers, but just people who were interested in other people's
opinions. Even writers. A lot of his reviews are very, they were like short and concise, but like elegant, kind of.
Yeah, he had a way with words.
Yeah,
for
he
sure.
definitely.
He always stood his ground, too, when he would try to make a point about something, whether he liked it or not. He always stood by what he said, which is something that you really don't see that often.
Yeah. No.
A lot of people take words back. And,
He's also very fair. I was listening to the radio and I was hearing something that he had a really bad review about some movie. And the guy, who it was like a Sundance film or something, and he went back and re-edited it. He cut like 20 minutes out of the film.
Yeah.
He did another review and he was like, he really like got to the heart of what the movie was supposed to be. Like he was a fair guy.
Yeah. And he... wasn't just someone who would review movies. He movies were kind of tailored to his liking. Directors and writers would sometimes have him in their minds when they're, you know, writing a certain scene, and you know, what would he think?
Who would it appeal to, and what critics would like it?
Roger Ebert love letter.
And like personally, for me at least, I was a very big fan of a few films that weren't received that well by critics, and Roger Ebert kind of gave me faith in critics again after reading some of his reviews about these movies that I loved, but some people just tore apart, and Roger Ebert was there 4 stars, you know, and he said why, and I think if we didn't have that, critics wouldn't, you know, be what they are without him, honestly.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.